listening to the Fly the W670 podcast. This is season 3, episode 74, Cubs base running blunders. Don't forget to leave us one of those 5-star reviews, and you can email Crawley and I, flythew670@gmail.com, and you can watch us. That's right. You can see Crawley and I do this on the 670 The Score YouTube page. In this segment, Crawley's talking to his guy, Stuart McVicker, about the 10th anniversary party for Club 400 featuring Sammy Sosa. Yeah, not a video of Sammy Sosa. Sammy Sosa live at Club 400. Stu will give you all the info, including date, time, some surprise guests, and how to get a ticket for yourself to this one. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Crawley live with the founder of Club 400, Stu McVicker. Stu, how you doing, buddy?
Crawley, thanks for having me on tonight, man. I appreciate it.
We did a video recently announcing the big announcement of Sammy Sosa coming back to Club 400. But I think the reason that people have to understand why this is so important and meaningful to you is that we just passed the 10-year anniversary of the opening of Club 400, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. On August 27th, we celebrated 10 years of Club 400. And as I said in the live video, it was going to pretty much just go unnoticed, undetected, until Sammy told me that he wanted to come out and be a part of it and raise money for Cub fans. And like I have told everybody, the fact that Sammy Sosa is coming out here for $0 and 0 cents gives us the amazing opportunity to raise a whole lot of money to make differences in Cub fans' life. I want to let everybody know that this isn't about Club 400. This surely isn't about me. This is about the family of Cub fans. And I want to let everybody know, we just wrote up our sponsorships today. This is what they call an open book event, meaning that all expenses, everything will be shared. Because our goal, Crawley, is obviously to break the record, break our personal goal of $1 million, which we will be doing on that night, but to raise as much money as possible, to give away as much money as possible to Cub fans and Cubs-related charities. And that's simply the goal. And I worked this party. I'll give up my house for this, like I have the last 10 years, and I don't want a dollar. You know, I really want to cement the first 10 years of Club 400 with my favorite player of all time being here, coming for free. Like I said, Tom Ricketts, Ryan Dempster, and a few others have come for free. But, you know, when you have someone willing to come for free, you know, you're basically, the sky's the limit on how much you can raise. And now Sammy entrusted me to throw this party to help people, to help Cub fans. And Crawley, I've been up late every single night. I won't sleep much until the 28th because I want to tell everybody out there, first of all, if you've never been to a Club 400 party, this is probably the last big backyard bash. And I promise you, it will be the best party I've ever had in my entire life because, frankly, you know, I told you guys in the first video that we're taking Club 400 out of Club 400, and I surely want my party, this final Club 400 party, the final of the house version. You know, the goal was $1 million out of the house, Crawley. And that's money given away. We have raised way more. There's more money that came in this house than $851,000. But I count the money actually given away. Now, if I did it different way, we could have celebrated a long time ago. All the stuff that I gave to other charities that they made, you know, money from, I haven't included that in our total. So we're probably well over $1 million already. But I want everybody to know that when I set the goal of $1 million, we're going to do it right, the right way. And I'll tell you what, man, it's been 10 years. And I'll tell you what, I want to thank all the fans out there, because without the fans, this organization doesn't exist. The fans have run Club 400. And we have not got the big corporate sponsors. We have not gotten some media to pay attention to us. And that's fine. That's fine. They have their reasons. But honestly, I love them all. And this is just going to be one big party, like I said, to help as many Cub fans as possible, man. And we have this opportunity and we have this one shot, and I plan on taking the shot, and I plan on doing the best I possibly can with my team on September 28th.
Now, if people did miss the previous video, they can go to the Club 400 YouTube page. But here is what Sammy said specifically, and we put it in the video last time.
Sammy Sosa, I'm looking forward to come to the Club 400 on Saturday, September 28th, to give back to the best fans in the whole world, Chicago Cub fans. See you there, fellas.
All right. We had the heart kiss. We have everything. So Sammy said it. So Saturday, September 28th. Stu, can you tell people what time the party's going to be going from?
You know, we've changed some things. And I got to tell you guys, you know, everything's been really tight as far as schedule. Like, we just wrote up the sponsorships today. If you're interested in the sponsorship, you can reach out to me through stu@club400cubs.com, or you can call me at 331-588-0084. But yeah, we changed things around this year. We're having the VIP early. So we're not going to do it at the end event. We're doing it at the very beginning of the event. So the party for the VIP starts at 4:30. General admission goes from 5:30 to 9:30. Like I said, it's going to be a night you won't forget. I promise you that.
And for people, you know, you talked a little bit earlier about the backyard bash, the last backyard bash, some of those things. Uh-oh, looks like Matt Kammer is coming the 28th. Oh. But when we talk about the backyard bash, right? When we talk about the backyard bash, let you know, for people that don't know, you come to Club 400 and you go outside and there's this just tents everywhere, and you can go into Club 400 and take a look at all the memorabilia you've collected and you've been displaying for 10 years now. And it's just, there's a lot of fun that's going on. It's not, you know, it's memorabilia, but there's also music. You guys got bands.
Oh yeah. Like mostly, like, honestly, Crowley, we set up like a festival, and we use the backyard has most of the festival. And, you know, Club 400 is open most of the time. Obviously when we're doing the autograph and the pictures, we let groups come in. This event is going to be very structured. I've been doing these events for 10 years, and every event we seem to get better and better on structure. Because, you know, we learn off our mistakes in the past. I always say, if you don't learn off your mistakes in the past, what are you still moving forward for? So I always try to improve the experience and give the fans the most unique experience ever. So, yeah, like, you're going to go outside and you're going to be, you know, a lot of action out there, because we want most of the action to take place outside, because during the autograph and the pictures, you're not going to be allowed in the basement. So we keep all the entertainment out there. We have people that sell stuff. We have our Club 400 merch tent. I'll give you some details that we didn't have earlier, but yeah, we have a band. Oh, obviously, do you have the video queued up by our host Justin Roman or no?
No, I don't have that video. Okay. No,
I just want to tell the fans, man. I picked Justin Roman first of all because he's kind of like he's a remarkable person, and he's my season ticket holder partner for. But Justin has always been so kind to me, and he's a fan too. He's a diehard Sammy fan. But, you know, I love what he does. I love what him and Kenzie are doing in Chicago. And those are, like, the people I want to work with, man. Like, these young people that want to work hard and want to kick ass. And, like, I'm so happy to get Justin Roman, a diehard Sammy Sosa fan, to MC this event. He was honestly our second choice. But I only say that because Jared Payton was our first. So that tells you how much I really wanted him to be here, you know. So, but Jared couldn't be here. We love Jared, and Sammy has a special relationship with him. So it was just due to the logistics. So I'm really happy that he's our host, man. Justin Roman, he's the best. MVP and game. And Carl, he had us on the MVP game. I don't want to tell you what happened during the MVP game because we all kind of know. All right.
Yeah. That one still gets me to this day, but I digress. Now, when we're looking at this, for people that don't know, the music's outside, like you said, different vendors, very festival like. And so while everything's kind of going outside and people are mingling and having drinks and listening to great music, there will be groups of people that will be going inside to get pictures with Sammy Sosa. And the picture's in front of this awesome Cubs sign. What'll end up happening then is you get your pictures, and then later on we do autographs. And what an opportunity for people to get these Sammy pieces done. Sammy just did his first public signing last year in springtime when I was at Arizona. But, you know, he's going to be doing a signing. So if you have those awesome Sammy pieces, and I know, you know, I have one. It's actually pretty cool. It's the Sammy Sosa flag that I wanted to get signed. But if you have some of those cool pieces, this is a time to get it done. And Sammy's made it pretty clear that he wants to interact with the fans. He doesn't want to be kept away from the fans. He doesn't want to push fans away. He wants to talk to fans and see what's going on.
Crowley, you're 100% right. I want to tell all the listeners or potential ticket buyers out here, the fact that he was willing to come out here for free was amazing. But Sammy came to me. For the last 10 years, I've requested 3 hours per player. That's what we kind of need to do, what we got done. Sammy told me that 3 hours wasn't good enough. He wants 4 hours because he said he wants to interact with the people as they come through the line. Sammy, if you went to the show in March at the Chicago Sports Spectacular, as you know, Mitch runs that show. He's an outstanding guy. Does a lot of great things for everybody out here in Chicago. Brings all these great athletes in the town. But Sammy was remarkable at the show to everyone. And, you know, and I actually personally went to the dinner. I got luckily invited. If you remember, the dinner was like $1,500. I'm telling you what, man, it was the best $1,500 I ever spent. Because at the end of the day, I am a fan too, Crowley, you know. And just to see Sammy in action and to see him really talk to the fans so openly and really encourage people to ask questions. Took multiple pictures with him. Like, you know, he went out of his way to make sure that you felt special. And I'll tell you, everybody asked me what makes the best Club for 100 parties. The best guests are the ones that want to be here. And I can clearly tell you that Sammy Sosa wants to be here.
And he's not the only one that wants to be here. Take a look at the newest guest for the Sosa party.
Hi, I'm Fergie Jenkins. Looking forward to coming out to Club 400 for their 10th anniversary, Saturday, September 28th, and helping you achieve your goal of raising $1 million for Cub fans.
So Fergie Jenkins, and he's a guy, Stu, that really gets what it's all about. He's been to Club 400 numerous times, so I doubt you had to twist arms to get Fergie out here.
I'll tell you what, I met, you know, the greatest thing about Club 400, obviously, is the community that we've built. Obviously, getting to know the players behind the uniform. You know, I've had a really good relationship with Fergie, and, you know, he's been involved with our fantasy camps. He was our first guest we've ever had after Kerry Wood. He was our first guest. I remember one time, I got to tell this story, it's classic. You know, we had Fergie Jenkins. We didn't know him that much at that point in time, just like a normal fan would. But, you know, I picked him up from the airport, and we went out to lunch at the golf course, and we just had a wonderful lunch, and then we had a wonderful evening that night. And then I was going to bring him back to the airport, and we went to the restaurant. And he really took a liking to my brother, Eric. He said, "Where's Eric at?" I said, "Well, he stayed up a little late for you. He's not going to make it." So Fergie actually said, "Well, let's go bring him some pancakes." And this is one of the cool Club 400 stories. I go, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "I want to bring pancakes to your brother." I go, "You got to be kidding me." So we drove over to my brother's house. I popped the garage. Eric's sitting in his chair, like with a, you know, blanket on. I'll be sleeping downstairs, and here's Fergie overlooking him with the back pancakes. "Eric, why'd you miss breakfast? Here's some pancakes." I mean, Fergie.
These are the only. This is only the type of things that could happen at Club 400. It would not happen anywhere else.
No, I mean, who thinks like Eric's sleeping on his couch and Fergie Jenkins walks in with pancakes? Are you kidding me?
So not only will Sammy Sosa be there, not only will Fergie Jenkins be here, but there's a new guest. This doesn't end, people. How about this one? Turk Wendell.
My guy, Turk Wendell. And I'll tell you what, man, I've been wanting to get Turk Wendell at Club 400 for a very long time. When he pitched for the Cubs, we became friends when I was a fan. And I had really great interactions with Turk. He currently lives in Iowa. I want to thank Pro Promotions and Mark Childers helped me land him for this event. But that's a little personal thing for me, too, because I used to throw him licorice from the bleachers back in the day because he loved his licorice. As you know, he also was a guy who brushed his teeth in between innings. He was a different type of guy, but he actually went on and had a pretty decent career, Crowley. I think he went to the Mets after he was with the Cubs, correct?
Yeah, he signed a contract, $9,999.99. This is a pick of Turk.
Yeah, you're right.
This is Turk right here. He would jump the lines, like you said. He would just kind of a crazy character, and he's got a great autograph. This is a baseball card, Turk Wendell autograph. Just he's awesome fun. Looking picture, man.
I'm going to tell you what. So just so we're clear, Fergie's for the VIP only. Turk will sign for everybody, too. He's going to be roaming around. And we're hoping maybe add a few more players, but really this is focused around Sammy and his career and a celebration of Sammy Sosa. And one more thing about Fergie, and I'll get off Fergie, but you know, I think Fergie really wanted to come this because he really wanted to be a part of the 10th anniversary. Fergie has been a part of Club 400 from the very beginning to the very end. And I know Fergie's kind of putting his neck out for me, but he's doing it for me and he's doing it for Cub fans. So I want you to know that it really has to do with Club 400 and Cub fans in our goal of raising $400,000 for the best fans of sports.
Now, a lot of people are wondering, okay, I've never been to Club 400. You guys are talking about it. Now, obviously, Sammy Sosa is just kind of completely different in this here. What are the prices going to look like for the Sammy Sosa party?
Well, Carl, I'm glad you asked me that today. And that, we have a big state release tonight. We are dropping all tickets across the board, except for the standard 150 ticket, $50. And I want to let you know, this wasn't because of lack of ticket sales. This is because of feedback more than anything. And let me tell you something. I had a lot of struggle coming up with how I was going to put a cost on these tickets. And what I basically based it off on was the prices that he did in March, because, you know, Sammy's autograph is worth money and I don't want to devalue what he's doing. And so I had to be smart about it. But what I basically did is I looked at those prices and tried to come up with a price that worked. And has, but as you guys all know, even $400 or whatever is expensive for me. So I have to think about the fans and, you know, how life is nowadays and how everything's is a little bit more expensive. So, you know, I contacted all the ticket buyers and there was a lot of them. And I let them know that we are reducing tickets by $50 across the board. And I will make sure that everybody who bought a ticket gets more than $50 in return, whether it be an autograph or whatever. They're going to get their money back. And I told them if they have any issues, they can call me and I will refund them any money. But the main thing was, is we have a, you know, a community of like 80 Cub fans, Crawley, as you know. And a lot of those people, and let's face it, it's a lot of money, guys. $400, now it's $350. So the 400 ticket is now $350. The 608 ticket is now $550. And the table went from, $8,021 to $7,500. So, that, and, you know, like I said, guys, you got to remember, too, the most important thing is there's no profit to be made on this party. All the money is going in the right place. And if you want to see the books, we'll show them to you.
So let's talk ticket prices, though, at the entry level. What is the ticket price for this
party? Well, we wanted like the fans to come and enjoy the event, so we did put some tickets for $150. They do not include autograph or photo, but you'll get to be a part of the party. The $400 ticket, and let's just go over kind of the party, some things that we didn't talk about the other night. So, yes, you're going to enter Club 400 with the $400 ticket. You're going to get to bring your own item or purchase an item outside that Sammy will sign for you, okay? And then you get a picture with Sammy. We have a professional photographer. I advise you guys to forget about your cell phones. If you want to do your cell phones, but like, listen, there's so many people that don't look at the right camera. And here we paid a really nice photographer and they're looking at the dumb cell phone instead of the good camera. So whenever you come to any Club 400 party, make sure you pay attention to the main camera, because that's the picture you're going to frame and not your cell phone picture that you're going to put on social media. That one you could be looking in another direction, but the picture that you want to keep, the one you want in your office, the one you want displayed at your funeral, you want a really nice picture. You don't want to be looking like that, you know? And I got a lot of people looking like that, Crawley.
So, as going over this, $150, you get to go to the party, you get to go to the Q&A, the food and drink is included, but no autograph, no photo.
Old Style is jumped back on. They're a proud sponsor of Club 400. They'll be a part of this event. We also have White Claw be a part of this. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Similar to our last event, we got everybody on board. I want to tell, we got fresh cooked food from by Billy T and Bubba 2. They've been doing our last few events, and there's like we want to give you guys fresh food. We don't want to give you guys pizza. We want to have a really high, nice event where you can get a nice burger or brat and drink a cola Old Style. Or, you know, we tried to get Club 400 back here, and unfortunately for the party, Crystal Lake Brewery is going to work with me on that. But we expect to release another batch of Crystal Lake Brewery maybe next year for our big party when we celebrate raising the $1 million. But you also get we have music from Red Pop Fury. They're a band out in Chicago. We have a great following. And like you said before, we got a lot of beautiful silent and live auction items, one-of-a-kind items that you can get here. And everything is going to go right to the right place. So if you want to donate any raffle items, let me know. You can contact me. And if you want to even tell me who you want to give that money to, we'll make sure it ends up in the right place. So, and then get the autograph, the picture, the Q&A, the food, the drink, and all that good stuff at $400. Bring your own item, no restrictions. So it's a really good deal. But you only can get one autograph. The $550 ticket that we talked about earlier includes everything I just told you about, but includes the extra hour of the party, 4:30. I cannot guarantee that Sammy's going to be there, but I'm pretty sure that he will be there. That Fergie Jenkins will be there. Turk Wendell will be there. And you'll have 1 hour with 75 people in a room. If you can scratch out that money, I would do it. I'm trying to work out maybe a photo opportunity, a one-of-a-kind photo opportunity with two of the three guys I mentioned, and that would be a sick-ass picture, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. So people know three levels of prices. $150, just to kind of go in, be part of the party, Q&A. You got the $400 ticket, which gets you the party, the Q&A, plus the photo, plus the autograph. And then you have the VIP tickets. And how much were those?
The VIP is $550, but it also includes an inscription. So if you want, like, you know, 98 MVP or whatever, you know, 3-4-word inscription, we'll do that for you too. That's why you're paying a little bit extra, because, like, in the autograph industry, inscriptions cost extra money.
So if you want an inscription, make sure you get the VIP ticket. That includes everything, the early entry into the party, the one-on-one time with Fergie, and then the inscription on the item. And so if people want to get tickets, where do they go to get the tickets?
Club400cubs.com right now. The prices have been dropped, reduced to what I want to know. When I originally had this, is kind of pricing I was going to go, but I figured, well, we'll start a little high and see, you know, we'll start at this level, and then I can always drop it. I don't want to go higher, but I do want to let you guys know, it's important that you know that we are going to sell out, because we put these sponsorships packages, and we just got a sponsor earlier today. And whenever we get sponsors, they take tickets away, because the deal I have with Sammy is 300 tickets. That includes tables and everything else. And I just want to let you know, we are selling tables, and you'll get first in line privileges along with everything we talked about. You'll also get a special gift for the leader of the group. You're going to get 10 Sammy Sosa limited edition Chicago Fire Department, Chicago Police Department pictures, one for each one in your group. You're going to get full liquor bar access with a bartender, and you're going to get two pizzas delivered right in time for the Q&A for $7,500. Carly, if you divide that by 10, that's not a bad price.
So if you want to get tickets, all you have to do is go to club400cubs.com. That's club400cubs.com. And the tickets are on sale right now, correct?
Tickets are on sale right now, and we will sell out. There's no doubt about that. And I want to make sure that everyone knows me dropping the tickets was for the Cubs community and for the Cub fans more than it was anything to do with our ticket sales. Because one thing I've always wanted to do, Crawley, was give back to the fans of the Chicago Cubs. And, you know, obviously I've proven that the last 10 years. And, like, coming out with a ticket, like, you know, I like $150 tickets, Crawley, you know. I don't like big expensive tickets. So we had to figure out the best strategy, and I think this is it. This is the one we're going to stick with, and we hope to see you guys out. If you're a Sammy Sosa a fan, this is the event you fly out for. This is the event you come out because there's no one going to do it like this, I can guarantee it. And it's going to be the best party at Club 400 I've ever had.